Hi, I'm Mark Kolishka. I'm an associate professor at Johns Hopkins.
In pathology, and I'm Elizabeth Tracy. We're talking about patient-centered care and in a way in which your medical education, your own medical education, may have been advanced in a way that's also focused on patient-centered care. Tell me about it.
So I was involved in a study looking at collecting tissues from women who had passed away of metastatic breast cancer, a project where we rapidly collected tissues from women who were courageously agreed to undergo an autopsy at their passing.
So tell me about this transformative experience you had with a patient, because in contrast to what most pathologists do, in this case, you actually had contact with a live patient.
Right. So I guess not many pathologists make house calls. Part of my responsibility was I am an autopsy pathologist. And within this capacity, it was decided that I would take the lead on obtaining consent from these individuals, which meant going to their homes or to the hospice, unfortunately, to meet with them and their loved ones, keep current with the family on any changes in the patient's status, and then at the time of passing, get the individual's body to Johns Hopkins.
And so what happened with this specific patient?
These women are true heroes in my mind. They all had remarkable stories. There's one story which I found very tragic. They're all tragic to some degree, but this one was very sad to me. It was a young woman who had had breast cancer. It was a very small lesion. They thought had it well treated. She comes back to the hospital. She'd been trying to get pregnant, and they realized she had a lesion in her brain that was causing some neurologic symptoms. She was roughly the same age as my wife, and we were pregnant at the time. She ultimately passed away a couple weeks later, did very poorly.
This put a face onto the research that you do. How do you think this makes you a better physician?
I think that so often in medicine, we learn about the disease and don't pay attention to the person and don't fully sort of take in their needs and their wants. Part of this project, I realized how special and how courageous these patients are. It's not hard to be a part of something like this. It's very easy because they've done the work, they've made these decisions, and we're there to support these decisions and help them with these decisions.
It sounds like for someone who's in a specialty not very often associated with empathy, that in point of fact, you've developed quite a lot.
I guess you can say that. I think that we should all be very respectful of our patients, and I've always felt that some of the biggest problems we have in interacting with our patients is we don't listen to them enough. So my role was to always answer every question they had about the whole process and get everyone on the same page. We were able to do these autopsies so rapidly. It was very, very beneficial.
For everybody.
For everybody. For the family, for researchers, for the scientific community, and for the next generation. And that's what a lot of these women were saying. I have children, and I don't want them to suffer. So anything I can do to help them is the reason I want to do this